Health Headlines with Dr. Barry Dworkin is presented by the Riverstone Retirement Communities of Oak Park and Bridalwood Trails, your complete continuum of care.
Dr. Barry Dworkin joins us now on CFRA. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, Steve.
We're looking back at a headline from last week. That is that a drug that commonly is sold on in street form as an upper is being promoted as a possible bullet drug for depression that might be really useful in the hands of medical practitioners.
It is and it isn't. It's the drug is called ketamine, and what this particular study showed, this is a study in rats done in the, published just a couple of days ago in the journal Science, identified pathways that were not really well understood prior to this investigation. There have been earlier studies on limited number of people in the past, and one was done, in fact, just August the 3rd, showed that there was a dramatic effect on people who had resistant or difficult-to-treat depression, and within about 40 to 60 minutes after receiving the medication, the depression lifted, and they felt much better. It didn't last very long, lasted about 2 weeks, and then they relapsed again. And so the question was, what is it that the drug is doing on the brain itself to lead to this dramatic change, as opposed to the antidepressants that we use today that can take weeks, sometimes even months, before they work? And what they found is that there was a specific pathway and an enzyme called mTOR, M-T-O-R, that controls the way proteins are produced in the brain, required to produce new connections. It literally rewires the areas of the brain that have been damaged because of depression and corrects that very rapidly. And so the idea is, because ketamine is a hallucinogen and has other side effects that really can't be sustained. I mean, you can't take this drug forever. And the possibility that as you take this drug, if you may end up becoming tolerant to it, which means increasing doses, this type of pathway allows researchers now to say, okay, what can fit into this? What other type of ketamine-like medication without the side effects can be used to help correct this problem? And that's where the promise is in this particular research, is that there's a new avenue to explore with regards to how we can reverse depression on a pathway that wasn't known previously.
Hmm. Okay, so it's not that they're advocating its use. They're advocating research to find out why it works, and then let's come up with something that doesn't have its side effects.
That's correct. I mean, the authors of the study even admit that. They're saying that they want to find another avenue because they want the same biological effects, but not the long-term effects that ketamine might do. It is being used in extreme cases by specialists for people who are really suffering. And so they're using whatever is available to help them. But in the general population sense, you want to find something that doesn't have that type of side effect.
Thank you, Doctor.
You're welcome, Steve.
Dr. Barry Dworkin, 657 at CFRA.